Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you would like just by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. Dial on in at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away. Enjoy it at freetalklive.com. We're talking about college and whether or not it really is a good deal for most people that get involved in it. I say probably not. And when you run the numbers and you actually look at how somebody can do in the marketplace if they actually spend the 4 years they would have spent going to college actually working at a particular career and actually earning money the entire 4 years rather than spending money or taking out loans for 4 years. I think that if you even have some just a little bit of financial intelligence and understand saving and do a little, maybe a little investing. And when I say investing, I don't mean like stocks or anything like that. I just mean putting your money in something that will earn you an interest rate, something simple, buying some gold and silver, stuff like that. Just some basic. I'm no financial expert or anything like that, and I don't think you are either, Julia, but you certainly know enough to spend less than you make, right? That's the kind of financial intelligence I'm talking about here, like the most basic level financial intelligence. If you have that financial intelligence, then I think you'll do just fine if you're just working in the marketplace as opposed to going to college for a number of years and then you walk out with thousands upon thousands of dollars in debt that in many cases people take decades to pay off. We can continue with the story that started this over at IndyStar.com, but Corby's still on the line in Florida. And you were telling us, Corby, that you've been working as a programmer, and what you've found is that you've got very, very limited college experience. You got, what, an associate's degree? Was that right?
No, I have a total of about 15 hours. I just took enough big classes until I got my first job, and I started making – originally I was going to get a degree, but I started making $45 an hour right before Y2K. And I'm like, holy crap, that's more than college people with degrees make. So, mm-hmm. I started working. And
so you went to some college classes, just took specific classes that were of interest to you instead of going to, like, for instance, when you get an associate's, there's a bunch of crappy English classes and a bunch of other nonsense that you have to take in order to get the piece of paper. But you decided the piece of paper wasn't important. It was the knowledge that was important. So you went and took a couple of classes that were relevant to what you wanted to do in programming, a few classes, and then you got a job And you were talking about how when you look at somebody who's got a degree, that you're more valuable because you've got the work experience, whereas somebody with a degree is just, kind of an educated person, but they don't really know how to actually get their hands dirty.
And one more thing, today, nowadays we have the internet. When I went to school, we did not have a million free webcast videos of any subject you want to learn. Many times it's free or it may cost a little bit of money, but you can learn at, 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You can watch videos on any subject. And I learned more from job interviews than I ever did. Just, people ask me a question at the interview. I go home and Google it, or now, I would research it and you learn the answer to what real world employees want even before I was, had skills. And, you go into the interview and it asks questions and, that I learned more from that than actually, I'm not saying I didn't learn anything in the few classes I took. It looked better on the resume than, I was flipping burgers for the last 3 years or something. But at least, you can take some. But the school actually wanted me to take a full English class. I would drop the classes because I would totally hate my professors because they wouldn't read the paper. They'd start marking it for punctuation errors. So people have editors nowadays to do that. It's kind of redundant, some of the stuff they do. And I just said, look, I want to do this for my work, and I paid them the money, and they would let me take it. And once you learn this stuff, employers want skills. They don't want, people that have write research papers kind of thing, right, in my opinion. But and one last thing is I had a teacher tell me once in high school, I think I actually did my GED in high school, and the teacher told me that nobody actually calls the school ever to see. They have 100 staffers to shield 50 years of high school people to see if they actually graduated high school or not. And when he told me that, I took my GED, which I could have passed when I was 10 years old, the questions were so basic. If you can't pass the GED, you should be in basic, learning school or something. But
yeah,
the schools do not have the resources to staff, 2,000 students for 50 years. That'd be so many. Every time they change jobs, that would be 1,000. Some very formal jobs may check, but 99.9% of companies, if you say you went to so-and-so, you know, high school and graduated, they just say, yep, okay, yep. You know, they just take you for your word for it. They just, if you wrote it down, you know, nobody's ever had anybody ask me to see it yet, so.
Good point,
you know,
Corby.
Especially when they see college, you know, you went to college for so-and-so classes or, you know, other, you know, things, so.
Great call tonight. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, but the Obama thing just made me totally crack up. But my boss was telling me when that was voted on was February 1st because they have turned in those votes. So
the peace prize.
It's very political, but, you know, he came in there. I love the Saturday Night Live skit of the, has he, you know, done this and that. And seeing him fact-check it, which is so ridiculous to me that adding 40,000 more troops to me is not winning a war that, the opium has to be the only reason they're over there. It must be really good opium they all need in Washington because I can't think of another reason to be in Afghanistan.
Well, the military-industrial complex is profiting, as it always does, so that's the other reason. Thanks, Corby, for the call. I appreciate it, as always, at 800-259-9231. Your college experiences, people that you know, what have they been through? Has it been worthwhile? Tell your story.
You know, just hearing him say that about the Obama that they was voted on February 1st, I feel like that makes the Peace Prize a little more legitimate because of what he's done since they voted on it is, well, kill people, lots of them, and
but they could withdraw it. They could just say, "Whoa, we were wrong. We're not going to award
this." That's true. They could have, and they're not gonna.
So let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. John is in California. John, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark, mega dittos, and Obama bless you all. How are you guys?
Okay.
Ian, I've heard you say before that you were a fan of the Phil Hendry show when it was on the air, and I was as well, and I wanted to know who your favorite character was on the Phil Hendry show.
Oh, man. Phil Hendry, let's fill in, though, for our listeners who don't know who Phil Hendry is. Can you explain?
Sure. Phil Hendry ran a radio show, and he kind of mocked traditional radio. He would call up and pose as a guest and make outrageous claims that were designed to get very angry callers to call up. And the whole point of the show was his guests would just bode these callers into making themselves look pretty foolish. And it was very entertaining, I thought.
Yeah,
I loved a lot of his characters. I think Rudy Canosa was the very misogynistic guy that was he had this kind of Latin accent, and he'd always get on and say things that were just very, very rude, and people would just get so upset. But then again, that pretty much describes most of his guests. They just would say rude, uncouth things, and of course, it's actually Phil who was actually doing voices. The man was
in a phone with the microphone, like he just switched back and forth with the phone next to his head and the microphone. He'd push the
all
call
live
button.
Real time. Yeah, he would essentially have himself on the show. And he would change his voice when he was on the phone, and people would believe it. I didn't know it was him for a while. I was listening to a show for at least a couple weeks, and I could not understand why the host of the show, Phil Hendry, would allow these outrageous callers to go on for 45 minutes with him and take calls from people. But sometimes he would even do voices in studio. So he would just change his voice on the microphone, and he'd have a, you know, kind of a semi retarded assistant named Bud Dickman. And you know, Phil Hendry is not doing the same kind of show these days. He, for whatever reason, I mean, I guess he got bored of doing all the voices because he'd been doing it for 15 years or something like that. And I could understand how doing the same, basically the same shtick every single night for 15 years could probably grind on you. And I think that in his newer show that he's doing now for the Talk Radio Network, it's an overnight show. And
it's pretty bad. I've heard it a couple times. It's lighthearted political commentary, but it doesn't. He's not very good at it.
Right. He'll bring the characters in sometimes these days, but it's not focused on the characters anymore. But, man, when he was doing characters every night, one character an hour, it was just incredible. So I recommend people go and poke around, find some best ofs, and they'll enjoy that. So there you go.
Thanks so much, Ian.
He's definitely an influence on me. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
But how did he influence you? I mean, it's not like we do a show. We don't do a show like that. You couldn't do it.
No. I couldn't. I would never try to hold a candle to that guy's kind of show. I think he was an influence in that he showed that you could do different talk radio, that you could have a talk show that wasn't of the typical cookie-cutter conservative variety, and he's not one of those. He's kind of like a conservative Democrat. He's weird. And now that he's got more of a political show, you can get into his politics. Who cares about that? I want to hear voices. Anyway, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia. And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who failed to pay their bills. You may believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI and get a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. You can see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Continuing with your phone calls about what you want, it's Gene in Tennessee on the AMP lines. Hey, Gene.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind
tonight? I wanted to talk about the way those in the cult of government waste money that belongs to the rest of us.
Okay.
And I have a good example. My brother-in-law just recently took a position in Alaska as a healthcare worker, and they're working in a little community out on the Aleutian chain of 700 people. And the way the government wastes money up there is absurd. They've got this great big little, it's a clinic thing, and they have more employees there than they actually see patients during the day. They might see 10 patients a day or something like that. And I think they've got 15 employees or whatever. And of course, they're fairly well paid employees being way up there in the, in the Aleutian chain where most people don't particularly want to live. But it is a nice area, and it's, very nice and pristine. But the thing that gets me is if, one of the Native Americans are primarily the ones that get a lot of the health care up there. If one of the Native Americans wants to go into Anchorage for something, say, they haven't visited a relative for a while, they'll go to the clinic and claim they have some kind of an illness or disease so that they need to be transported to Anchorage. And if you have to get a specific kind of a test, for instance, that they can't do there at the clinic, they will pay their airfare from that little community into Anchorage, give them a hotel room, and pay for all the tests.
Wow.
And the airfare alone to Anchorage from there is $1,000. So figure that times X number of people per month that go through this little shenanigan. And I really don't know what the numbers are, but it's obviously way too many.
So they just feign sickness. They feign sickness in order to get a free ticket to go see their relatives.
Right. They're just working the system. And that's really the biggest problem with all forms of welfare is that the deadbeats learn how to milk it.
Yes, and the people that actually need assistance have a tough time because they don't know the system. They don't know necessarily how to work it.
Right, they have to make the system more arduous so that the deadbeats don't want to work it. I mean, they attempt to do that, and that makes it harder on the people that actually do need it, and it makes it for the people that have to pay for it. They don't. They're frustrated, and they hate it. They hate the idea that somebody's going in there and getting something for free when they know they have to work their butt off for it.
And I won't even say that the people that are milking the system are necessarily evil. I'll say that all this is human nature at work.
Yes,
you're
I agree.
Presented with a freebie, and you can get that freebie without lifting a finger or doing any form of work. That's human nature to accept it. I mean, this is not, I don't think we're looking at evil people. What we're looking at is just human nature at work. That's what that's probably what 99% of us would do if we were in that situation.
I have to agree.
I think you're right about that. I mean, they're in that situation, and they are being presented with something that will make their lives a little bit easier. It's zero cost to them, so who can blame them for that?
And I lived in Alaska years ago. It was almost 20 years ago, but we did notice that there was a lot of that in Alaska. Primarily, it is primarily the Indian community that will get a lot of the benefits because we took all their land, of course, and then drilled their oil. But I mean,
well, it's not we, Gene. See, that's the sort of the white man's guilt aspect of it.
There's a collective thought.
Yes.
Now, there's the collective thought again. And
I just
got
to catch it.
but I do recognize that we are a part of groups, and not necessarily as individuals. We can't claim any responsibility, but certainly we can point to a group of individuals and say they did that, such as the Vikings or whoever. I mean, it is a possibility.
The U.S. federal government did that, right?
Well, no, it's the cult members. I like to refer to them as the cult members, the members that believe that there is a federal government, because there really isn't, of course. But those who believe in it as a religion, and therefore, in my book, they are cult members. So it's what the cult members of the federal government did, the cult believers in the federal government.
Thanks for that, Gene. Anything else on your mind tonight?
It was just a waste, and there's a lot more examples I could give you, but they're all basically the same. It's just people taking advantage of free stuff, and that's just
sure.
Nature.
The system is there, and that's what people will do. You're right, and of course, when the politicians run for re-election, they promise more freebies in order to get the people that are already benefiting from the freebies to vote for them and vote themselves even more freebies from the from those people who are being productive. And as long as the productive people continue putting up with being taxed, then the people will continue getting more and more freebies from the state until finally the productive people decide to say, "Screw this, we're not paying anymore."
And on that vein, I did go to a little meeting they had down here of a local taxpayer, you know, Tea Party group.
Mm-hmm.
And I did discuss with one of them that, you know, I'm hoping that the anger that the American people have will result in, come April 15th, a huge tax protest of millions and millions of people.
I hope you're
saying,
right.
Well, first of all, a lot of the people are simply not going to have the money to send in. There's probably going to be quite a few people that owe probably smaller amounts, like $500 to $1,000.
Do most people owe? Wait, point of information. Do most people, when they do taxes, actually end up owing? Aren't most people getting refunds because they've overpaid through the withholding system?
Well, most people do get refunds, but I'm sure that there's probably going to be a lot of people come April 15th that are going to owe $500 to $1,000, and simply they don't have the money. So I'm hoping that there's going to be a huge backlash come April 15th, and people are just in gigantic numbers not filing number one and not paying number two, because it's the only thing that's going to collapse the IRS. And I kind of expected it last April 15th, but I guess it was a little bit too early.
I hope your prediction is accurate, Gene, but I can't say I'm going to get my hopes up. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, as always, at 800-259-9231, because people are scared. What's it going to take to get them to not be frightened? That's the question.
You know, from David Walker was on C-SPAN today, and he was a previous comptroller of the U.S. He said that taxes are going to go up because of something called math.
Because of something called math.
Yeah, the fact is the federal government's spending a lot of money that it doesn't have. Taxes have to go up.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How long are you going to keep ponying up? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com.
If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, as well as brand new listen lines. You can tune in to Free Talk Live anywhere from any phone line. As long as you can dial long distance, you'll be able to listen for as long as you want to. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com to get the details on all of that. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-oriented people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, the Free State Project is, it's a wonderful movement that is designed to bring thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all together to the same place. And it's been working. Hundreds of people have so far made the move here to New Hampshire, but that's not to say that it all has gone smoothly. There have been some conflicts. And one of the ones that has bubbled up most recently, I mean, anytime you put people together, they're going to disagree on some things, some more vehemently than others. But one of the things that has bubbled up within the past week here in New Hampshire has been the controversy over the 420 cannabis celebrations. Now, we've been telling you about it on this program because they originated here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. And it's something I would like to see happen all around the country. I don't know if we will see it spread anywhere else, but it has at this point spread across New Hampshire. People in Manchester are now doing the daily 420 cannabis celebrations. As of today, it also has spread to Derry, which is a smaller, a town nearby Manchester. So now there's one in Manchester, one in Derry, and one in Keene on a daily basis at 420 in the afternoon. People are going to a local public park. In Keene's case, it's right in the center of downtown Keene. There's this roundabout that goes around it, so people are able to drive by and wave and honk, and some people get angry. But the idea is to smoke cannabis, to consume cannabis publicly every single day until the end of the war on drugs. And it's been going wonderfully so far.
I don't know how those two are related, but yeah, I guess that's the idea.
It's been going wonderfully so far. There have been, in the first week, it went from 2 people to 14 people to 27 people to 100 people. It's been probably plateaued out at around 100. So it probably goes from 50 to 100 people on a daily basis, just depending on who decides to come out for whatever reason. And it's mostly locals. It's mostly people that would not consider themselves liberty activists. And at this point, both of you have come out for these events, and you've experienced them.
Okay, whoa. Experience them. I have been there.
You've experienced the event, and then you've been there.
Let's not experience is the kind of term that I'm not prepared to
not
to
like
use.
Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
You've been experienced. So it's a peaceful event. The cops have left them alone, and the cops made a couple of initial arrests, and then once they found out that they, by arresting the people that were smoking out at the Central Square, that the activists and the folks that were there for the cannabis celebrations would then follow the police to the police department, and at one point they actually went into the police department and smoked out inside the police department waiting area. It was after that happened that the police decided to change their policy and have not even shown up. They haven't even visited the premises since that time. And I think it's because they didn't want that to happen again. They didn't want other people coming back to the police department and getting high in the police department waiting area. So essentially, it's turned into a real win for the cannabis activists here, who have essentially created two demilitarized zones where cannabis is by default, de facto legal at 4:20 in the afternoon at these public parks in Manchester, Keene, and now Derry, New Hampshire.
I won't dispute that. I mean, that's clearly what's happened. I don't know where it's going to go after that, and you don't seem to know either. And I guess that probably is the part about it that bothers me the most. Is it's like, hey, let's go do some civil disobedience and let's see what happens. It's tough. It's a tough position for me to get entirely on board with. I'm for people being free to smoke marijuana. Please don't take it as I'm saying that, because I'm not. I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, I think the point is to just exercise freedom. The point is to act like free people and to get away with it. And, of course, there's also been a lot of news coverage that has come out about it. Lots of local newspaper articles, paper articles across the state. A couple of AP mentions, at least one story, or two stories, I think, in the Boston Herald. So it hasn't broken really nationwide as far as news coverage is concerned. But some of the drug war or the anti-drug war organizations, the drug freedom organizations like DRCNet, the Drug Reform Coordination Network, they've picked up the story. So it has gotten some nationwide coverage via blogs and other internet venues. But it's, the word's getting out and people around town are enjoying it. Some people are upset about it. But the last place I expected to find somebody upset about it was from within the liberty movement. And the guy who's upset is somebody we've had on this show a number of times. His name's Matt Simon, and we're not going to have him on live during the radio version of this program, but Mark, before the show aired, before we went on the air tonight, you recorded an interview. You've been doing the Mark interview series, and you've just been interviewing people you've always wanted to talk
to. Yeah, I just,
because normally you have to get me to agree with
Free Talk Live is not an interview show, as we've said so many times, and we rarely do interviews, and probably a good portion of the interviews that we do are things that I've sort of pushed on you, and then others are things that you want to do that I'm like, okay. And so I just want to do my own interviews.
So that's what you've been doing, and we've been tagging them on to the end of the podcast. So once this live show is done, I'll do my podcast thing, and I'll add this interview in, and it'll appear at the very end of the podcast for tonight's show. And so if you want to hear Mark's interview with Matt Simon, you can do that. But Matt Simon is a guy who's behind New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. It's an organization that he formed, that he's been heading up for the last several years. Mm-hmm. And it's an inside-the-system lobbying group that essentially works toward reforming the marijuana laws here in the state of New Hampshire. And I've always enjoyed what Matt has done. I've always thought he's done a good job, and you know that he's been working at moving forward with getting things like medical marijuana bills passed. And they really were close this year. There's a chance that the medical marijuana thing still could go through the end of this month.
And he seems to think a reasonably good chance. I mean, they've got a plan going on right now.
So even though I've had him on this show so many times in the past, every time we're at a local event when we're doing the Free State Project Porcupine Festival or we're at the Liberty Forum, we usually have Matt Simon sit in for a segment, and we talk to him about what's going on with New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, because I think the guy's doing good work. I've passed out. He's got these matchbooks that have a legalization message in them, and I've distributed hundreds of those matchbooks for his organization. So I was a little surprised when he singled me out as the target of his vitriol, and I do mean vitriol. He posted a nasty message over on the New Hampshire Free Forum at nhfree.com, basically saying, if you are going to one of these cannabis celebrations that are happening in Keene and Manchester and now Derry, New Hampshire, if you're attending one of these cannabis celebrations between now and the end of the month, and now was a few days ago when he posted this, then you're an a-hole, is basically what he said. And that's, I could get into a little bit more detail, but essentially that's, he basically went out and called people names who had been his supporters. He basically said, I don't care about you, and I don't want to be associated with you. Please delete me from your Facebook friends if you're going to be going to these cannabis celebrations because of the poor medical patients. It's not about Matt Simon or cannabis or the medical bill. It's about the patients. It's about them. They're very upset. These medical patients who can't get their hands on any marijuana, they're elderly. They don't know how to get marijuana. That's what I'm doing this for is essentially what Matt Simon was saying. I'm doing it for the patients. And if you go to one of these protests or you go to one of these celebrations, then I think you're an a-hole.
Well, one thing that I thought was really interesting about that was he posted this on a public message forum, and someone who was a cancer patient, and
three-time cancer patient.
Yeah, I'm sorry, three-time cancer patient posted, and he said that he did go to the one in Manchester, and you know, I guess I'm an a-hole.
I think that what seems clear to me, and the interview that I got from that I did with Matt today is, Matt's really close up into this, what's going on here, and he's very emotional about it. And I think it's the same way as you are with this activism that's going on.
Yeah, but I'm not calling Matt an a-hole.
Right.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about the discrepancy here in moments and maybe read a few of his words about how he feels about this. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy.
That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Perhaps enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, and if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. Mark, where are we at in the voting thing? Have you taken a look at that yet today?
Today I did, and we were 90 votes down.
90 votes down. We are not in the first place position, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we were moving in the right direction, however. We were not in the right place.
If you haven't voted yet in the month of October, please take a moment and go to vote.freetalklive.com. You only need your email address. That's what's used to verify that you're just a real person, not a robot trying to fake votes or something like that. So just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes help us achieve and hopefully retain the number one position throughout an entire month, thereby bringing new people to the ideas of freedom, bringing them over to this program. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. And if you've already done so, maybe ask a few friends. Send out a few instant messages or an email to some friends that you can count on to help you out with something like that, and have them listen to Free Talk Live if they get a chance. Vote.freetalklive.com. Now then, don't you just hate making extra trips to carry in the grocery bags from the car? Well, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totisack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totisack.com, that's TOTASAK.com, and order yourself a family pack today. Also, coming up, you'll have the opportunity to win a two-pack so you can get a chance to experience what the Totisack's been like. People that have been winning these things have said some very positive things about their experiences so far, so don't just take our word for it. There are other folks out there that have really been enjoying this brilliant little product. Totisack carries more than you can, a lot more. Totisack.com. All right, so we're talking about some controversy that's been bubbling up here between some of the activists in the New Hampshire Free State Project movement, the Liberty activists here. One in particular, who we've had on this show a number of times, has decided to attack me I'm not sure what the deal is. I don't think he's very well informed as to exactly what my role has been in these cannabis celebrations that have been going on every day here in Keene, New Hampshire, and in Manchester. They have been people have been smoking cannabis in public, and they've been getting away with it. The police have been looking the other direction after making an initial arrest and realizing that was not a good idea because it just attracted some unwanted attention, as in people smoking up in the police station lobby. So the police have been leaving it alone, and it's been relatively successful. Lots of great press that has been put out there about it, and it's been getting attention. And that's been what's upsetting Matt Simon at the Coalition for New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. He basically has said to the activists like myself who support the cannabis celebrations is, well, you either stop or I don't want to be your friend anymore. You stop or you're an a-hole. And he's also said that, you know, it's about the children, apparently, that, you know, we've got to be concerned for our appearances, smoking pot in public. Most people don't want that. And what about the children? They might see it. Parents might have to explain that to their kids. And, well, people can smoke cigarettes in public. Do parents have to explain that to their kids as well?
I think that being as close as the Central Square is to a school, and I'm not – is a detraction from the activists.
Schools are everywhere, though.
They
churches
are.
And
they
schools
are.
And
absolutely.
Kids, yep. They're everywhere. But really the issue is the fact that this Matt Simon character, who you'll hear if you listen to the podcast tonight, I've always been friendly to the guy. I've been helpful towards him. I've helped his organization out. And now he's basically burning a bridge. He's basically taken a torch to the bridge that we had, and to many bridges. And said that if you go to these cannabis celebrations, you're an a-hole. Well, and I'm not calling names, and I never detracted what he's been doing with his medical marijuana thing, which I really haven't helped very much with it because it hasn't been very exciting to me. I think it's one of the weakest medical marijuana bills out there. But nonetheless, I've never wished him not success. I've always hoped that he's successful with his political efforts at passing things like this. And I've certainly never called him names. Because he hasn't come out and smoked out at the cannabis celebrations. And that's just it. One of the things that some of us who've been more of supporters of civil disobedience and outside the system activism have observed is that if we don't do exactly what the politicos want us to do, then the politicos throw an S-fit about it. They just have a big stick up their butt about whether or not we get involved in what they want us to do.
It's kind of the nature of politics, you know. Politics is, you need to get an amount of people on board. You can do civil disobedience yourself.
But he's not even saying that. He's not even saying come on board and help me. He's just saying don't do what I don't want you to do.
Well, that's how he's saying to have you help is by not
doing that.
He's of the opinion that going to these events is bad, and he knows he can't stop the events themselves. However, he believes that he has a certain amount of capital, a friendship capital with some people, and he's hoping that capital will, correspond into people not going to these events. I can understand why he's doing it, and I'm,
I don't understand why you would alienate your supporters.
Right. He's too emotionally involved, is what I see.
He's off his rocker, is what he's alienating people, he's pushing them away.
My question to you is, are you going to perpetuate it? Like, he's alienating people. Are
perpetuate
you going to allow
what?
Are you going to allow yourself to be alienated?
What is that supposed to
mean?
Well,
you're in charge, right? You get to decide whether or not. Yeah. You get to decide whether or not you are alienated. Are you going to be alienated?
Well, he's calling me an a-hole, and he says he doesn't want to be friends. So he's the one doing the alienating. I'm not doing anything. I'm just going out to the cannabis celebrations and enjoying myself with some other people.
You're a victim. The 29th of October, this is all going to be over, and then some of the tension is going to start to unwind.
Because they're going to have a vote on the 28th as to whether or not to override and force through the medical marijuana bill. And that's what he said. He said, stop going to these cannabis celebrations at least till the 28th. Then you can go to them after that, and he wouldn't care.
Now, what I don't really like about this is that if this bill doesn't pass, he's going to automatically blame it on people who went to the cannabis celebrations. However, there is a very high chance, I think, that it wouldn't pass anyway, and he will not take that into account, is my, I guess.
Well, you know what this is based on? Is there's one politician, apparently.
Yeah.
One politician. They've got, basically, he's figured out that these amount of senators are going to vote for it, and these amount are going to vote against it, and there's one guy that's in the middle somewhere who's basically come to him and said, look, I might vote for this if you'll just get your friends out there in the making all this news and this noise to pipe down.
I don't know how that's going
to
be done.
And so essentially, he's pandering to some scumbag politician. He is willing to ostracize people that have helped him out in his cause, with his political causes in the past. I've gone and I've testified at the state house. I've called the representatives. I've distributed things on behalf of his organization, and I have been helpful toward growing his organization. And he's willing to ostracize me and call me an a-hole because I won't bow down to appease this master in the Senate. Because I won't bow down.
He probably wasn't going to vote for it anyway.
Exactly. This is just some power mongering sicko who's playing with this with Matt Simon. And there's no, you're right, Julia, there's no guarantee this guy's going to vote for it. He basically said, yeah, I'll consider voting for it if you just get your fellow slaves to pipe down. So essentially the message is, pipe down, fellow slaves, and maybe Massa will allow the sick slaves to have some access to the medicine that they need. And you know what? He calls me out because I was listening to your interview while you were interviewing him. I wasn't allowed to talk for it.
I appreciate that, too.
And he calls me out and said that the reason he doesn't listen to Free Talk Live anymore is because Ian talks about slavery and makes comparisons between chattel slavery and today. And that's nonsense. I've never said that the slavery of today is the same as what it was like in the 1800s. Obviously, it's not. But it's still slavery, and I'm not going to back down from that position.
I agree with you. However, what we've noticed a few times is that that people that sort of don't agree with our message kind of run across the show. I'm thinking specifically of that really big message board that had all the girls on it that called that one night, and I don't remember what it was called or anything like that. But I remember specifically somebody posting essentially, these guys don't know what oppression is. They're white guys who live in the United States. Like, so that a certain amount of people are alienated by the slave talk, and it's a critique, right? And so I'm only going to try to listen to that critique and try to figure out how that's useful for me and the message that I'm trying to get out there.
Anyway, I just think all this is just sad because it's sad to watch somebody who's worked so hard at building relationships just take a torch to the bridges that have been built and to say, screw you, I don't want your help. This politician and what this politician thinks is more important. And he pawns it off on the medical patients saying, well, all the medical patients are coming to me saying that they're upset about this. Well, look, if you guys are really, are you serious? The medical patients can come down to the town square and score some weed right there. If they're having a tough time getting marijuana, come to Manchester and Keene at 420. It's right there.
They're getting their weed anyway. What this is about is, trying to work together in coordination.
I'll tell you what this is about. It's about a Totosat giveaway. We're going to do it to you right now. The second caller at 603-435-1105, you're going to be taking home a two-pack of the Totosat. Actually, it'll be delivered to your home. 603-435-1105. Second caller gets it. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.